I'm Dying Laughing by Christina Stead. The book is subtitled The Humorist. For William Blake, novelist and economist, my friend and husband, who helped me from the beginning. The mockeries are not you. The pert apparel, the deformed attitude, drunkenness, greed, premature death, all these I part aside. Through angers, losses, ambition, ignorance, ennui, what you are picks its way. Walt Whitman, to you, Birds of Passage, 1881. Preface. Christina Stead paid her first visit to the U.S. in 1935. In New York, she and William Blake, who was an American citizen, were to become associated with the magazine New Masses and to meet writers and others of the radical left. She and Blake were back in Europe again in the following year, but returned in 1937 to the U.S., where they lived throughout World War II. The second stay was the period in which she wrote and published The Man Who Loved Children, 1940, For Love Alone, 1944, and Letty Fox, Her Luck, 1946. The Man Who Loved Children and Letty Fox were set in the United States, as were the next two novels, which came out after her return to Europe in 1947, A Little Tea, A Little Chat, 1948, and The People with the Dogs, 1952. This book, I'm Dying Laughing, published now for the first time, is the only other novel of hers which grew out of the years she spent in America. The decades of the 30s, 40s, and 50s were critical times, culminating for the radical left in the McCarthy witch hunts conducted through the House Committee on Un-American Activities and the trial of the Hollywood Ten in 1947 and 8. In a radio interview in July 1973, Stead spoke of the terrific convulsion in the USA in the 30s, and then of